Hey guys, what's going on? This is your girl. I am back. What's up? Welcome to Alina Talks. So you guys, I have so much on my mind and I just feel like it's right to talk to you guys about things, you know? And I am so interested to knowing what do you guys want to know or what goes on in your minds. So, like, you know, I have a thing that I get so overwhelmed with certain things to the point that I think too much. Sometimes it's hard for me to sleep at night because my mind be so overwhelmed with things. And I just, you know, and I also feel like I just want things to happen right away. But I'm trying to learn how to control that and trying to, you know, be more patient. Should I say being more patient, which it gets kind of hard, you guys. Like, I be wanting things to happen, or I want things so bad, and I be wanting it to happen then and there, or I want it now. But you know, we have to have patience, and my topic is definitely about patience and overwhelming. Because let me tell you guys, those things can definitely take over you. Oh, don't I know it? Definitely know it. It will take over you. And it will control your mind. And you know, our minds are the most powerful thing on our bodies. And I've been trying so hard to the point I pray that God helps me to control it. But I don't know, like, I have so many hopes and dreams to the point that I think that's also have a lot to do with it. Because like I said, I be having so much going on. Like, I actually trained myself to use a planner. I've been using a planner for years. And I spoke to you guys about that before. Using a planner actually helps a lot to, like, help you plan things. And I think that has a lot to do with why my mind gets so overwhelmed. Because I have so much going on. So what helps me also is I write in a journal and I split in half of things that, you know, I need to do, or things that that's already have been done. So I make, you know, sections of that. And that kind of helped me a little bit. But it's just crazy because, you know, I have kids and, you know, I have to be a mother and I have another job. I have to work, be a mother, and other things that I do. And I'm also about to start back my business. I used to be a dance trainer, like aerobics trainer. It's called Peach Queens, which teaches from yoga, meditation, urban fitness, dance, everything. So I'm also trying to do that, as well as this wonderful podcasting, being a mother, and then the other job that I work. And it gets so overwhelming. And another thing, you guys, I also get lonely. Like, I'm lonely and I just want to, you know, be with someone, you know, and be happy. And I think that would actually help me too. But I know it's, like I said, it's so much going on to the point that I feel like I'm doing all this by myself, and it gets so hard, you know. And instead of me taking my time and, you know, doing it slowly, I'm always rushing stuff. And that's why it's very important that we have to have patience, you know, and take one day at a time, because it will do some damage to you. Oh my gosh, don't I know. It would definitely do some damage. And we have to be careful, because it can get to the point that you get stressed out, and we cannot have that, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot have that. We can't. So we have to stay focused and keep our minds clear and try to, like I said, if that doesn't work, we can always, like I said, write in a journal or in a planner, which will definitely help us out. Like I said, I have a whole lot of accomplishments that I'm trying to get accomplished. You know what I'm saying? And it gets so hard to do that because, you know, your mind stays overwhelmed. It stays overwhelmed. And we just have to, we definitely have to find a way to clear it. We definitely do. Which is going to take time. Trust me. It's going to take time, but that's life, you know, as we know it. And I just try my best. I try my best. But, you know, we'll be all right. You know, we got this. We got this, you know, especially for my single mothers out there. It gets hard. It gets hard. And it just feels like you just want to give up sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you. You just want to give up, but it goes by how strong you are, and you got to think about it. You know, life is not going to change unless you change it yourself. No one's going to change your life for you. No one is not going to change your life but you. Especially knowing that you got things that you need to do. And like I said, that's when the patience come in. I'm sorry. You want things to happen then and now. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. I mean, it'll be a blessing if it do work that way, if things do happen. But let's be honest, guys. When do that really happen for us? That's why we have to take our time and be patient and keep going and do what we have to do, you know, as single mothers or just parents, even single dads too, you know, because there's a lot of single dads out there too. I'm not just going to say single moms, single dads too, you know. We're going to be all right. We're going to make it. We're going to get through this, you know. We're just going to have to, like I said, clear our mind somehow. Like I said, we have to jot it down in a journal to help clear your mind, or talk to someone that you're really close with, you know. Talk to someone. That helps, you know, when you talk it out. Like, it helps a lot. It does. So just remember what I said, you guys, and always remember to stay patient, and let's try not to get ourselves overwhelmed, you guys. Because you got to think about it. Our mind is the most powerful thing. Like I said, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And I hope everybody is nice and full. And please be safe out there, you guys. And just know that Alina loves you. Thank you guys for tuning in to Alina Talks. And I'll be talking to you guys soon. And always remember to stay confident. Bye.